independent monitoring is also, of course, very important, and one of the systems that we have is the Fair Trade accreditation system. As you probably know, Nestle has one Fair Trade product, which is a coffee. Is there any reason why they couldn't be buying cocoa through a Fair Trade system, which would be independently audited?
Well, it's a particularly relevant question for this industry, because despite the fact that since 2001, in any number of opportunities to do something, despite any number of opportunities to do something, every time we've written letters to, anybody in the industry, Nestle or anybody else, they've sort of come back saying, well, it's very complicated and there's a civil war in Ivory Coast, and so, this is all going to be very tough to do. That in the interval, of course, the Fair Trade Labeling Organization has been able to go to Ivory Coast and has been able to certify a fair trade cooperative in Ivory Coast that is a very large cooperative. It's got 8,000 farmers in it, and we've visited with that cooperative, and we are certainly very appreciative of the efforts that the farmers themselves are taking there to ensure that they aren't using illegal child labor. And not only that, I mean, one of the wonderful things about that cooperative in Ivory Coast is they're actually building schools with their own money. They're building schools for children in the community. So there is an option that's available, that's credible, that's certified, and that can be communicated to consumers. And the stunning thing is that the global corporations of this trade really are refusing to make any commitment to purchase from it. And the particularly stunning thing in this instance is that the Fair Trade Cooperative in Ivory Coast is not able to sell all of its cocoa at a fair trade price. So it's being forced to just sort of sell a lot of it at the world price. And one of its major buyers is Nestle. Nestle is benefiting from the certification but not paying the fair trade price.